Get ready. You're tuned in to Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea, bringing you the hottest trending topics on social media. Stay connected. Instagram.com/LovelyTea2002.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens, and welcome to another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea. Hey! Anyways, I hope you guys are doing good today. I wanted to go ahead and drop a podcast. So now, if you guys do not know, it looks like Lil Wayne, a.k.a. Mr. Toonchi, is going through some shit, okay? So what's going down is this. If you guys do not know, there's an older white woman. Her name is Kimberly Rose, and basically nobody at all, okay, asked her for any of this. Kimberly Rose started her Instagram on February 14th, 2020, which was the day of Valentine's Day. And I'm assuming she was by herself and she was pissed because come February 16th, Mrs. Rose decided to spill the beans on Lil Toonchi. Well, not all the beans. You have to, you know what I'm saying, get the rest of the meal once you buy her damn book, okay? So this is what she posted on February 16th. So she says, book coming soon. Target release, summer 2020. I had to delete my old account after I started receiving some threats. At that time, I decided it was best to relocate from Miami away from Wayne and his entourage to a safe location. I'll be writing my upcoming book about the last 5 years of my life involved with Wayne and posting updates. But we'll remain off the grid until published. Please respect that I won't be responding to questions during that time. I'm writing, the book is an intimate, unapologetic, merciless tell-all about the secret life and mood swings of rap legend who turned from a Prince Charming savior, okay, to a heartless, narcissistic asshole with an insatiable need for grandiosity and excessive admiration, an exaggerated belief of self-importance, and an insidious coward who simply stopped taking care of my bills, changed his number, and blocked me on social media rather than to tell me that he got engaged while we were working things out the last 6 months. So after he relocated me 1,300 miles away from Dallas, Texas to Miami Beach exactly 3 years ago to make all my problems go away, this is how it ended. From still dating me through January to acting like I never existed in February. Wayne's problem is that he'll always be held captive by his insatiable need for attention and admiration. The man who fell in love with me because I was the only real thing in his world where nothing is real, spiraled out of control after he won the lawsuit and was awarded all that money and released C5. I never wanted or expected things to be like this. I gave up everything for him. Then she went on to hashtag his name, okay? And had the nerve to hashtag Holly Grove. Girl, what you know about Holly Grove? Sit your old ass down, Kim. Any damn way. So this entire situation is crazy. So that was her very first post. And it wasn't picked up by the blogs right away. And she continued posting like every other day about Wayne and posting intimate pictures that we've never seen before. And, you know, things like that. And she would make it where people can't comment on her comments. So she's obviously, you know, has been around Wayne. She has pictures of him sleeping. On one of the posts where he's sleeping, she writes this. Want to know what it's like to be in a relationship with the best rapper of all time? There's a lot more to it than you'd ever imagine. But wait, there's more. So much more to come. Memoirs of an intimate relationship with Lil Wayne from October 2015 to January 2020 coming soon. Target release, summer 2020, stay tuned. Then she goes on to hashtag a bunch more bullshit, okay? So this entire situation is crazy. And like I said, it's been going on for a while. She's also posted DMs of Lil Wayne. She's posted text messages. She has dates. The lady has receipts. She might be old. Her titties might be lopsided. You know, they're breast implants, so they're kind of doing their own thing. You know, her body's not bad for her to be as old as she is. I mean, it looks like she definitely works out. She does pole dancing and all that stuff. You know, so she doesn't have a bad build or nothing like that. But yeah, she got receipts now. Old ass Kim got some damn receipts, honey. She's not out here playing with Lil Wayne. I mean, she's been posting stuff now for weeks, okay? I mean, DMs with the verified blue check mark and everything else. So, you know, the reason why I'm talking about this is because now the mainstream blogs have picked up on it. And, you know, she's starting to go off and get upset about bloggers sliding into her DMs and they're wanting more information from her. And earlier today, Media Takeout ran the story and it says, 50-year-old Caucasian soccer mom. I was Lil Wayne's lover. He paid my bills. So she's responding to that. And she posted this about 4 hours ago. And she says, stereotype much? Soccer mom? Huh? Please do tell me more about that part of my life that I'm not familiar with, London. Again, my story is best told by me, since I'm the one who knows my story. My story isn't about hate or blackmail or manipulation. My story is a truthful look into my own weaknesses and failures, as well as Wayne's. So before you assume things, be very careful about what you say I'm claiming. A lot of people are looking at Ashley German's false allegations as a gospel. Dangerous thing. Gossip. My book is not about tearing people down, not even Wayne. That's not how I operate. But because some people have no impulse control whatsoever and find gratification in spewing hate, I have to turn off the comments except for those I follow. I'm over halfway completed with my writing. I haven't torn down or degraded one single person in it, not even those who left me, as well as themselves, feeling insecure and hurt. I've got a little more compassion in me than these fork-tongued haters. Just not my style. So if you guys don't know who Ashley is, that is Fee from Gossip in the City, because she was upset that Fee had posted about this and basically stated that, okay, this, you know, random white woman claims that she's been Lil Wayne's lover for the past 5 years and, you know, Lil Wayne was so in love with her and all this other stuff. But as we all know, Lil Wayne is engaged currently to Letitia Thomas, who's a Wilhelmina plus size model. And Lil Wayne has been seen claiming her. They take pictures together. So that's who I last checked and thought Lil Wayne was with after he dumped the last girl. You know what I'm saying? So we're trying to figure out where this older white woman came from. But like I said, the woman, she definitely has receipts, okay? She did bring her receipts to the table. And it looks like, you know, there might be some truth to what she said. Now, another thing that's causing controversy, if you guys don't know, is that she also decided to share that Lil Wayne has a preference for white women. So now that's causing some controversy on the blogs as well. All right, you guys, we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. So this podcast is currently sponsored by TakeCareOf.com, okay? So if you guys don't know who TakeCareOf.com is, it's basically a website where you can customize vitamins and powders for what works for your body. So if you need things for your hair, for your nails, for sleep, you know, for collagen, protein, workout, there's so many different things. You take a simple quiz. It asks you questions about, you know, your weight, your height, male, female, and then it puts together vitamins that work specifically for your body type. So this is a really interesting website. The quiz takes less than 5 minutes, and I went through this and I also ordered, and they were able to send me my vitamins and my powders within a relatively good amount of time. So if you're interested in getting back healthy and, you know, finding some vitamins that are just not random and off the shelf, I would suggest going on to TakeCareOf.com. Also, for a chance to get 50% off your first order, make sure to use the code TEATIME50. TEATIME50. They formulate everything for you personally, so make sure you guys go ahead and check it out. All right, you guys, so let's go ahead and finish up the show here. So the main thing that's causing a lot of controversy right now, like I said, is the fact that, you know, she's exposing Lil Wayne's preference for white women. And me personally, I'm not shocked. I've been reporting on Lil Wayne since I first came on YouTube. That was one of the first videos that kind of made me, I don't know, viral, I guess, where I was talking about him, where he did a song where he said that bitch would look better red. Okay, so I'm not surprised. He's always come off as a colorist and he's made a lot of colorist statements throughout the years. But this is what Kimberly is now reporting, okay? The main thing that's causing a lot of controversy right now, like I said, is the fact that, you know, she's exposing Lil Wayne's preference for white women. And me personally, I'm not shocked. I've been reporting on Lil Wayne since I first came on YouTube. That was one of the first videos that kind of made me, I don't know, viral, I guess, where I was talking about him, where he did a song where he said that bitch would look better red. Okay, so I'm not surprised. He's always come off as a colorist and he's made a lot of colorist statements throughout the years. But this is what Kimberly Carly is not reporting, okay? She shows a screenshot of a text message between her and Lil Wayne. And basically, this is from 2018. It says, "Happy Easter, Mama, you here?" And she says, "Happy Easter, yes, do you want me?" And he says, "Need ya." And then she says, "We're too, love." And he says, "My house, Mama." And then she says, "Okay, Daddy, on my way." And Lil Wayne says, "Okay." And then Lil Wayne texts her again. And then he says, "We still need to find a new Pink, though." And then he says, "Find a new girl like Pink." And then she says, "Okay, we'll do, my love." Then he says, "I prefer them not to be black, babe." And then she says, "Okay, gotcha. And I agree that we need a Pink. Do you want to see Kia again or no? Did you call on accident? This app is bad sometimes." And then he says, "We can, but I told you what to find, Ma." And then she says, "Okay, I will." Then she goes ahead and she also shows a screenshot where she DMs somebody. Now, this person looks to be of color. Then she shows a screenshot and the girl says, "Hey, beautiful, I would love to become you and Wayne's sex slave again." Okay. Then she also proceeded to show like some abuse pictures where she has, like, you know, burn marks and bruises, black and blue marks. I guess Lil Wayne supposedly hit her or some mess. I don't know. This entire situation is a hot damn mess. But like I said, I'm not shocked. And unfortunately, this is what happens when men who have fame, power, and money, you know what I'm saying, when they allow that to go to their head. First of all, this woman should be ashamed of herself. Okay, she's not even of this generation. Like, I get these other, you know, clout chasing, you know, Instagram chicks who were raised in this, you know, social media generation. Ma'am, you're in your 50s, okay? She's probably a damn groupie for Aerosmith and Metallica, okay? So she's old enough to know better. You know damn well groupies ain't supposed to tell their business like this. Not only is she claiming that she was Lil Wayne's sex slave, she also recruited girls, you know, and, you know, Lil Wayne didn't want to be with any black women. She made sure to highlight that, which we're not surprising. And I really don't know too many black women besides Toya who ever really checked for Lil Wayne like that, okay? I mean, ever since he got with her, he's really only dated nothing but racially ambiguous or white or, you know, Latino women, and that's fine, they can have them. You know, my issue with this is, at the end of the day, you're not doing us a favor, Becky, okay? You're not doing us a favor. It wasn't like you checked them back in 2018 and said, "Hey, Rain, that's kind of colorist. How come you don't want any black girls?" You agree with them. You was like, "Yeah, I think we should stick to Pink." So, I mean, so what is your point? You act like you defended us or something. You weren't caping for black women, honey. You agreed with them, and then you went to go find a Becky, you know what I'm saying, to have a threesome with. Like, sit down. Like, I'm just so tired of the attention whoring. And I'm telling you, this quarantine has exposed a lot. And it just shows you how desperate people are right now for not only attention, because everybody's stuck in their homes and they're not out and about and, you know, things like that, but money. She's obviously desperate for money. This is what her motivator is. She's pissed off because Lil Wayne stopped paying her bills. And that's upset her. Now, before he stopped paying her bills and just cut her off for this model, it was all good. But once he stopped, she ran, made an Instagram page, and has literally been blasting this man since February. We're just not really hearing about this because it finally made it onto the big blogs. But this entire situation is crazy. And she's going to make her money. Trust and believe. People are going to go buy that book. They're going to read the book. You know, she's definitely going to get her money and her attention. But again, it just shows you like how much stuff really goes on behind the scenes. The things that so many people are not privy to. And like Lil Boosie even said last week, "I don't have to pay for anything. I'm a rapper." And he wasn't lying when he said that. You got women who are busting it open on the gram for free, for nothing more than views and a few hearts. So imagine what's really going on behind the scenes, behind closed doors. To me, I wouldn't be surprised if she was doing all types of shit, all types of strange shit with Lil Wayne just to keep her bills paid and keep a roof over her head. And now that she doesn't have that lifestyle that she had become accustomed to for the past 5 years, now she wants to spill all the damn tea. In my personal opinion, she looks like she's been around the damn block. Like I said, she's probably a damn, you know, groupie for Metallica and Guns N' Roses and Aerosmith and all types of shit, okay? I mean, to me, she looks like an industry staple. You know, she probably has like a long list of all types of different clients. Lil Wayne just didn't happen to run across her at the damn swap meet. You know what I'm saying? When you're that high up in the entertainment industry, people introduce you to certain people. So it's not like he was on the bus and just happened to run into her. She was brought into Lil Wayne's life for a reason. And this is why a lot of these rappers need to really watch the people that they're introduced to and need to be careful who they sit here and, you know, get with. Because now she's trying to expose everything looking for money. I mean, even with the whole Drake situation, how the hell does Drake just end up magically with a porn star and she end up walking away with a whole baby and she'll be secure for the next 18 years? You know, a lot of that stuff is set up. Like, I'm about to hook it with old boy. You know what to do. You know, so I wouldn't be surprised if she has a list of all types of guys that she does all types of BDSM, sex slave stuff for and everything else. She's just mad because her biggest client, who apparently was Lil Wayne, he just dipped out on her. Now her feelings are hurt because her feelings got caught up instead of her just looking at this as a business transaction. She really thought Lil Wayne was about to wife her up or some shit. That's why she's upsetting in her damn feelings, honey. And I don't feel bad for her. Not at all. Anyways, y'all, this podcast has been fun. It's been nice to talk about something different. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, this entire situation is a hot mess. I'm definitely going to keep a close eye on this story. I want to know how this plays out. Lil Wayne has not commented, of course, you know. But, you know, her following is starting to get a little bit bigger. She's getting a little bit bolder. And she's posting even more and more receipts. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I do believe that she did have some type of relationship with Lil Wayne. You know, like I said, she has plenty of receipts on her Instagram page. But with that being said, does anybody really care? Like nobody woke up this morning and said, I wonder who Lil Wayne fucked last night. Like, nobody cares, you know? So it's obvious she's doing this for attention. And, you know, she's looking for a check. She's looking for a bag. And, you know, this is a capitalist society, honey, so get your damn bag, you know? But this entire situation is crazy. And that's why a lot of women need to really think, you know, long and hard before they get involved with some of these people in the industry, because it may not be worth it. You know, at the end of the day, you just get played, thrown to the side, and probably left with, you know, probably one or two STDs. Who knows? But anyways, y'all, thank you guys once again for joining me on Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea. Let me know what you guys think about this story. I will be posting half of this on YouTube so you guys can, you know, go ahead and congregate and, you know, leave comments in the YouTube comment section. So I'll see you guys again next time. Enjoy your evening. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Make sure you join us again soon. For all the latest tea, make sure you follow me on my social media pages. Just put in LOVELYTI on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.